This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. Lard Have Mercy, 30 Years of Southern Culture on the Skids. That's the name of a new exhibit opening today at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. It is a tribute to Chapel Hill's legendary Bards of Downward Mobility, featuring instruments, photos, posters, and recordings from the band's stash at the campus Southern Folklife Collection. There's also a concert tonight at the historic Playmakers Theater. Rick Miller, Mary Huff, and Dave Hartman join me now to talk about the festivities. Welcome, everyone.
Hi.
Hello.
So I'm going to start off with your song titles, some of them that are my favorite song and album titles. I'm thinking of Too Much Pork for Just One Fork, Ditch Digging, Plastic Seat Sweat, and Liquored Up and Lacquered Down. Can you explain to folks what you've been doing for 30 years?
Having fun.
Yeah, it sure sounds like it. If we were going to play something from the early days, what song would be, you think, representative of how you guys got started?
Well, probably Too Much Pork for Just One Fork, I think. It kind of has a little bit of everything in it. A little bit of surf guitar, a little bit of lyrics about southern cooking and life on the Kudzu Ranch, I guess. I got too much pork.
Rick, tell us a little bit about the Kudzu Ranch. That's your studio, right?
Yeah, it is a studio, but the Kudzu Ranch, when we wrote Too Much Pork for Just One Fork, was actually a little house back in the woods that was pretty much in the middle of a kudzu patch, and it's still there today. It's right across from what is Southern Village. And that was the first place where we really woodshedded and wrote that song and a few other ones. Dave lived there for quite a while, actually.
I went back and visited recently, and it's still there. You can't see it at all from the road, but if you know where to park and you get out and you walk into the woods, it's completely covered with kudzu now.
It's taken over.
Yes.
And we used to practice in the basement, and it had a dirt floor.
Oh, man.
So we'd get some serious shocks every once in a while. We'd run an extension cord down from the kitchen down the stairs, and we would, every fall and spring, we'd have an invasion of, what did we call them?
Creepy crawlers.
The creepy crawlers, these mealy bugs. Oh, and we practice, and every step you take, it was like stepping on Fritos.
Hey, crunch.
Oh, crunch.
Crunchy.
But we made it through. That's where a lot of those song titles were born.
My neighbor burns trash in a barrel out back. And on a modified day, there's a toxic haze around my house. And my house, and my house, a modified way. Dress up a mighty nice day. My neighbor burns trash in a barrel out back.
At what point did you go, this fun that we're having is turning into a career? We've got something going on here.
Well, I know for me it was the day I quit my day job.
Yeah.
And we took off.
Probably the day I left Pepper's, I knew it was.
You were working at Pepper's?
Worked at Pepper's.
And what were you doing, Rick?
I was at Universal Printing.
Okay.
I was pizza delivery. And I knew when I came back and they didn't even know who I was anymore that it was time to, like, maybe not show up anymore.
When did that happen?
1991.
91 was the last
You know, we'd been going out for like two and, you know, it was growing. It was like 2 weeks, 3 weeks. And I think that was our first tour that we actually did for 6 weeks. And when we came back, we didn't have jobs.
Right.
So we just kind of kept rolling.
They said, you can't just disappear for 6 weeks and think you got a cushy gig when you get back.
Exactly.
Well, I went to the window.
Any ancient Southern culture artifacts that we should look out for and folks could look at when they get there?
Well, I think the number one attraction is going to be the pinstriped, overstuffed recliner.
Yeah.
The hot-rodded recliner.
The one with the gear shift.
Yeah.
The plastic seat sweat chair.
It's the fastest-looking, slowest thing in the world.
It's the fastest way to get nowhere.
Exactly.
Tell me about what it might feel like playing that historic Playmakers Theater tonight.
Why don't you guys answer that?
We don't really know what to expect. I hear there's no bathrooms there.
Well, you know what to do beforehand, right?
Yeah. I haven't been there. Have you?
I think I was there when I went to UNC for a couple things. And it's small. It's relatively intimate. It's going to be a lot of fun. If I remember correctly, I think it's a pretty old building, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a really old building, and it's sold out. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. It should be good. I don't know if we can throw chicken, but we'll see.
I don't know if we can.
Maybe we should bring pots and pans just for the old days.
I think you should throw chicken.
You know who you are.
What's next after all of this? I mean, it's kind of cool that you've been doing this for 30 years. You've been having fun. You still seem to be having fun. You're now sort of being honored in this way at the campus in the Southern Folklife Collection. Is it make you feel a little exalted, or are you going to stay down there where you belong?
When you're used to riding in the, you know, in the gutter, it's kind of where you want to stay, I think, you know. For me, anyway, I'm going to get right back to work. We got a 45 coming out with Fred Schneider from the B-52s, so
excellent.
Doing some remixes on that. So we're, we just keep busy.
Rick Miller, Mary Huff, and Dave Hartman are Southern Culture on the Skids. Their exhibit at the Southern Folklife Collection, Lord Have Mercy, 30 Years of Southern Culture on the Skids, opens today. Thanks for coming in, all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.